the Canadian government just paid a lot of the residential schools, that's what they're called. People that went to, they gave them a big payment, hundreds of thousands, because they lied, 50,000 Indian children never came home. Now, ain't that sad? So here, at least, they came home. But I went to, now this ain't part of the story, but in Canada, it's called Maple Creek. They have a Healing in Medicine International day up there, and it's usually in September. So we decided to go to it. And they kind of got rolling hills like that, and they had teepees as far as you could see. You'd go down this valley, and they had one big tent. And then you look over here, they had seven teepees of healing. And they had invited medicine men, medical doctors, people from every tribe, and even non-Indians to this Healing and Medicine Day. I think it was the second year that we attended. And they were going to decide at that time whether they were going to let the Indian medicine be known to the public. Anyway, they had decided at that time that they weren't, because they said it would lose its healing value or the strength of it, because they were going to be selling it. So they decided at that time they weren't going to. But you go there, and it's just kind of like one big family. You sit down on the hills, and they'd feed you and everything. But you hear stories from the last year. People were healed from cancer, from AIDS. They had medicine men from South America that healed. And they had one man that was standing from the teepee, all the seven teepees. Nobody could go back there unless you wanted healing. So you'd go to this guy and you'd tell him what you want or what you needed, and he'd tell you which teepee to go to. So you'd hear stories about that, and then you'd hear sad stories about the rapes and stuff, the men. That was part of their healing, to tell her story, what happened in the boarding schools. Mm-hmm. And the women and the girls, and it was sad. And that was a way to bring about some of the healing by telling their stories.